the sound of Texas 95.9 The Ranch. Well, throwback songs can be anything. They can be across any genre of music. It just kind of happens on Throwback Thursday.
Yeah.
And found this very intriguing. You know the song Jesse's Girl?
I certainly know the song Jesse's Girl. You don't.
I do too know
that
the song.
That song was like an 80s song.
Oh my goodness. Well, apparently it was almost Gary's Girl.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, according to Rick Springsteen.
It never
was
going to
be. He told the story.
Don't even put that thought in people's head. I mean, that's Gary's Girl.
Yeah, he told us. Yeah.
Sounds here. Like a real big hit record.
You know what? I'm just going to let him kind of explain what he thought behind.
Matter of fact, you're playing another one right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I know. And there's a reason why. Okay. What he thought behind why it was Gary's Girl.
I started going to this stained glass place in Pasadena. And the reason I kept going was because there was this girl there that was burning hot, and she had a boyfriend, and his name was Gary, and she didn't want anything to do with me, so I took my sexual angst home and wrote a song about her, and I tried Gary's Girl, but it didn't ring, and I actually had this original lyric sheet, and I'd change it to Randy's Girl.
No!
And I'd actually started writing Randy as a friend, and halfway through that line, I thought, you know what, that's, no. So this name Jesse popped up in my head.
But just because I found some audio that I think you might enjoy, it's the original version of Jesse's Girl, wrote the way it originally was planned to be written.
I want to hear Randy's Girl.
No, how about Gary's Girl?
Gary.
Lately something's changed, it ain't hard to define.
Gary's. Okay, listen. Your generation does enough to piss my generation off.
Yo, I'm
going to suggest you stop right now.
But that kind of got me thinking, if they can go Gary's Girl that way. Gary. What stops them from, changing Billie Jean?
You're really trying to lose all your fan base, aren't you? What little you've accumulated in the 6 months you've been here.
We're four. It's okay.
What would Billie Jean be? I don't know. It just could be anything. You can't hear it any other way. Than
Martha.
She told me her name was Billie Jean. What would it be? Martha?
Martha.
No. She told me her name was Martha Ann. No, see? That song sucks!
What about
Michael Jackson would have never been, famous.
What about Sweet Carolina? Or Sweet Carolina?
Okay, see, now you've...
See, now my mind is elsewhere.
Sweet Carolina.
What would it be?
I don't have any idea what it could be. It could be anything.
And then you got Roxanne that you can change
Roxanne?
To.
Roxanne? Now, which version of Roxanne?
Roxanne!
Oh, okay, so the police? The police, yeah. Not Roxanne, Roxanne. You don't remember that one either. I want to, hang on. I'm going to see if I can still do this. Hang on.
Okay.
It's guitar's left. But...
It also is missing a string. See, I hear
Randy's got a friend. Got to thinking about, what other songs?
We had Billie Jean we were talking about this morning. I said Jolene, we could redo
Jolene.
Dolly Parton's Jolene.
But I think this one
would help out too. But I couldn't say spending the rest of my life with my head hung down. Just wait.
You know I might have been born just plain white trash. But
Nancy!
What?
Nancy!
Yeah, that'd have been all.
Can you imagine?
All kinds of, it'd have been Nancy with that swing haircut asking to see a manager.